I don't know what it is about this time of year. Maybe it's because we're Canadian and we're so excited that it's spring. But everything seems to happen this month. So today we are celebrating four things all at once. It is the fourth Sunday of Easter. And so we are still proclaiming the Easter gospel that Jesus is risen, which is why we begin the service with that from now until Pentecost. It is Mother's Day. And so today we think of all of those of us and those we've known who have been our mothers, who are mothers, and who do mothering, which is quite a number of people when we think about it. It is also Good Shepherd Sunday. You're hearing many things about sheep and shepherds today. It's all about Jesus talking about, I am the Good Shepherd, and teaching us how to do that. And we've also been asked to focus on the crisis of homelessness in our country. And there'll be more on that after the service. Barb will tell us a little bit about what's happening at coffee hour today around homelessness. But something to keep ever before us, that not all of us get to sleep in our own beds every night. And so there's a lot going on. But in all of that, I think the message of the Good Shepherd is so well wrapped up in that one line in our collect this morning. Eternal God, from whose gentle hands none can snatch us away, give us faith to believe that we are known and loved with a passion strong enough to bring the whole world back to you. Imagine really believing that. And I mean really believing it. Not just saying the words together as we did this morning, not just maybe thinking about it for a few moments, but actually believing it. Believing that no matter what we do or what anyone else does, we will never be snatched away from the love of God. That's the first step. And that's a pretty big one to overcome for most of us. But to also believe that we are known and loved with a passion strong enough that we will be able to bring the world back to God, to the Creator who made all that is and said, it is good. What an amazing message for us to proclaim in our lives, no matter what we are celebrating, no matter what issues we are dealing with, no matter where we are at. We also this week marked the passing of a great Canadian, Jean Vanier. Jean Vanier touched the lives of probably all of us, even if you have no idea who he is. I find it hard to imagine you could be a Canadian and not know who Jean Vanier is, but I'm sure there are some who do not. But he touched people's lives because mostly, well, for many reasons, but I think also because of the mark of humbleness with which he went about his life. He was a very big man. If you ever met him or saw pictures of him, he was a very tall man and quite an imposing figure, except he wasn't an imposing figure. He was actually very, very humble. When I was a teenager, there was something called the Ottawa Christian Festival here in Ottawa, and a whole bunch of us came. There was every denomination was represented, and I was in my little hometown of Shawville, and a busload of us came to it. And I will never forget the speakers that were there, but there was one that touched me more than any, and that was Jean Vanier. I remember in the eagerness after hearing him speak of going and buying every one of his books. And it was in that period in my life when I decided that I wanted to become a priest, or thought I was called to be a priest, and it was instrumental in my life. And so he touched me personally that way, and would again and again over the years. The thing that this year for us in our parish is that we have been learning and talking about becoming more fully human in an age or a time of uncertainty. And he, of course, wrote a book about becoming more fully human. And what Jean Vanier said was, we are not called by God to do extraordinary things. We are not called by God to do extraordinary things, but to do ordinary things with extraordinary love. There's a difference, isn't there? If we think that we're called to do extraordinary things, there's a lot of ego wrapped up in that. And we obviously love that. We love to hear the things that we have done well, and we love to proclaim them. And there's nothing wrong with some of that, but if that's all it becomes, And we forget about why we're doing those things, who we're doing them for, what the passion and the purpose was behind them, then there it sort of changes the nature of what we are doing. But to do ordinary things with extraordinary love takes a lot more grace, a lot more focus, a lot more selflessness from us. And that's what Jesus is talking about in being the good shepherd, that we are to love. And Jean Vanier played this out. Did you know that when you join the L'Arche community as someone who is working there, who is helping the people there, that for the first 2 weeks you are not allowed to do anything except listen? To listen and to be part of the community and to learn what that community is like. Can you imagine if we did that in our daily lives? If we just, any new experience we entered into, we just were part of it and listened with a depth of soul, it would change things. It would change everything. Imagine if we listened to the homeless. I mean, really listened to those who have no homes. Why they don't. Some it's of choice. Some it's not. What they need, not what we think they need. Imagine how it would change who we are if we really listened and then did some things that were ordinary, very ordinary, but with a lot of love. And all of this came from someone who was the son of a governor general. Not just me, young kid from Shawville, but the son of a governor general who saw the world, who was trained as a philosopher and a theologian, someone who had not humble roots, but gained great humility. On his 90th birthday, heaven hope all of us could reach that, right, Hugh? Great. Vanier released a YouTube video, which is better than I would do, laying out his 10 rules of life for becoming more human. And you've probably read them, but I'm going to share them with you today in the context of the Good Shepherd, the message of God never snatching us away and always giving us the opportunity to do ordinary things with love. They are down to earth. Remember, Jean Vanier was a person of the earth, of humility. And so when you hear them, they can be kind of stark. So number one is accept the reality of your body. Sorry, that's what he said. He actually said that. And there's a lot of reality. As we age, we get more and more aware of it. When we're younger, we think we can do anything. But I know that the aches and pains that some of us feel more and more, we don't want to listen to this. But he tells us how all bodies are fragile. We're born in weakness, we'll die in weakness, and we forget, we become fragile, we need rest, and we need to accept all those things. Accept them not as failings, but accept them as the gift of having lived, of having been able to celebrate, and to not forget, but to accept the reality, the actual reality. Number two, it doesn't get any easier. Talk about your emotions and difficulties. He doesn't say just think about those and keep them quiet or hide them behind a bushel, but talk about them. And to actually share those. When he talked about listening, we need to listen deeply to ourselves and to others and to offer that space where everyone has a space that we can live in our realities and to own up to where we're feeling. Number three, don't be afraid of not being successful. I don't know how that fits in our world right now. But he says that we judge quickly because the need to win is so very powerful. Isn't that true? But we have to discover that we're beautiful, no matter whether we are successful or not, no matter who determines our success or what that looks like. Number four, in a relationship, take the time to ask, how are you? We make a lot of assumptions. We always make assumptions about the people we love, and it's a lot easier not to ask the question sometimes. It's a lot easier to just say, yes, dear, or something like that. but to actually ask the question, how are you? And probably he would expect us to listen. Number five, stop. Now this is from a 90-year-old, let me just remind you, and a YouTube video, and said, stop looking at your phone. Stop looking at your phone, be present. In a world where we're being more controlled by television and the internet, where are we more, and where we're more fascinated by technology, remember, we are people of communication. Are we people of presence, though? Are we able to listen? Are we able to express ourselves more than what you can do on a text message? That takes guts to say that to our world. Number six, ask people, what is your story? We get wrapped up in our own stories because they're important to us. Of course they are. But to relate is to listen. Tell me your story. Tell me your heart. Tell me your goals. Tell me what you desire. Because every single human being's story is different. Everybody's story is different. It may sound the same on the level, but every single one of us has a story that is held in God's hands, and we should listen to those. Number seven, be aware of your own story. We need to also hold those. Sometimes we can ask and not listen to ourselves. But sometimes in our stories, there are very important things. Like maybe there's a story about fear that you need to own so that you can overcome it. Maybe there's a story about great joy that you haven't done something that you wished you had that you could discover. Number eight, stop prejudice. Meet people. Those are the opposite, aren't they? Because if we have prejudice, we've already decided. But meet people. Meet people who are like you. Meet people who are different with you than you. Meet people from all around the world, people that aren't in your tribe. Because that only that way can we discover other people are beautiful, and so are you. Number nine, listen to your deepest desire and follow it. He said, we are very different from birds and dogs. It's a relief, kind of. Animals are very different. We human beings are not just here to eat and make babies. We are different. We are not satisfied with the finite. There is a sort of cry for the infinite within us. Where is your greatest desire? That's what leads us to the infinite. That is what is behind all the things that we can do with extraordinary love. And number 10, we started with about being realistic about and accepting your body. And number 10, remember, you will die one day. He wrote this when he was 90, but he also said, I'm not the one who's the king of the world, and I'm certainly not God. I'm just somebody who was born 90 years ago and will die in a few years' time, and then everybody will have forgotten me. This is reality. We're all here, but we are just local people, just passengers on the journey. We get into the train, we get out of the train goes on. These are words of wisdom, words of another shepherd, words of someone who can teach us how to do all of the things that we honor today, how to give thanks for those that have cared for us, how to celebrate the risen Christ, how to care and to listen to those who are in need, and how to be shepherds, how to live in this world in a different way. Maybe, thanks to Jean Vanier, some of us won't take our whole lives to learn how to do ordinary things with extraordinary love. Amen.